بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بإذن الله تعالى نستمر في درسنا من أمس، وقد وقفنا في قول الشرح الشيخ في قول الشيخ في شرح الدعاء، فقال: الدعاء قسمان. قال الشيخ محمد بن جمال في شرحه لثلاثة الأصول، قال: الدعاء قسمان، دعاء عبادة والدعاء المسألة. وقبل ذلك قد بين الشيخ ما معنى الدعاء عموما. قال: الدعاء هو طلب الغير في جلب النفع أو دفع مضر، هو طلب الغير لجلب النفع أو دفع الضر، دفع الضر. وقال: والدعاء قسمان، دعاء عبادة ودعاء مسألة. فقال: دعاء عبادة هو طلب الثواب بفعل ما أمر به الشرع، ودعاء مسألة هو سؤال الله في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار. We arrived in the explanation with regards to the three fundamental principles in the section with regards to ad-du'a. This is a continuation of the lesson that we took yesterday. And the Shaykh, Hafidhullah, he mentioned ad-du'a. It is requesting from others, or from another, في جلب دفع أو دفع مضر، في جلب نفع أو دفع ضر. It is to request something from someone else regarding seeking a benefit or having some type of harm removed. This is what dua is. And dua is of two types. He said, "What dua qismani?" Dua is of two types. Dua ibadah, dua which is worship, and dua mas'ala. Dua mas'ala is dua of talab, to request something. Naam. Wa hadha al-qism دعاء طلب. This category, دعاء طلب أو دعاء المسألة, is to request something. Sheikh, you mentioned دعاء مسألة هو سؤال الله. This is the asking Allah. سؤال الله في جلب المنافع ودفع المضار. To ask Allah to receive, meaning seeking some type of benefit, and to have some type of harm, or to have some type of harm removed. طيب. قوله أستجب لكم. ثم الشيخ يشرح قول: وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي. في هذا القول أستجب لكم، ما معنى أستجب لكم؟ الشيخ he's mentioned the meaning of what this statement, أستجب لكم. What does this mean? قال أستجب لكم لها تقديراني. لها تقديراني. وهما الأول أدعوني، أي دعاء عبادة ادعوني بمعنى دعاء عبادة استجب لكم أي أثيبكم. ادعوني بمعنى يعني ادعوني دعاء العبادة استجب لكم أي بمعنى أثيبكم. والتقدير الثاني ادعوني أي دعاء مسألة. ادعوني دعاء مسألة استجب لكم أي أعطيكم. وكلا المعنيين صحيح. كلا المعنيين صحيح. The Shaykh, he mentioned that the statement with regards to يعني where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ مُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ and your Lord, he said, call on me, I will answer your dua. With regards to the statement, the Shaykh, he is explaining a statement. He said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ مُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Your Lord, he said, yeah, where your Lord, he said, call on me. Allah calls, tells all of us to call on him. He will answer our dua. Call on me, I will answer for you. The Shaykh, he mentioned, with regards to أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ it implies two meanings. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ it implies two meanings. The first meaning is the statement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where Allah says, ud'uni, call on me, meaning, ud'uni, call on me, invoke me, the invocation of worship. Call on me, the invocation of worship, astajib lakum, and I will reward you all. Astajib lakum, a, meaning, I will reward you all. If you call on me, I will reward you all. بمعنى أستجيب لكم بمعنى أثيبكم I will reward you. And the second type of meaning that is understood from this ayah is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says أدعوني meaning أدعوني دعاء مسألة أدعوني دعاء مسألة meaning the invocation of request. Invocation of request. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he says أستجيب لكم ما معنى أستجب لكم؟ المعنى الثاني أي أعطيكم meaning أستجب لكم بمعنى أعطيكم مسألتكم meaning I will give you what you request. So there's two types of dua. And in this statement أدعوني أستجب لكم it means two different things. And both meanings are correct. Not one meaning is in contradiction to the other meaning. They both are sound meanings. Ud'uni astajib lakum, meaning invoke me, the invocation of worship, and I will reward you. And the second, meaning invoke me, the invocation of request, and I will give you what you ask for. طيب فائدة. The Shaykh, he comes with a benefit. طلب الدعاء من الرجل الصالح. طلب الدعاء من الرجل الصالح على أقسام and he's seeking دعاء from a righteous man is of different types. It's of different types. There are different types or different categories with regards to asking someone to make دعاء for you. This is what the Shaykh is talking about. يعني طلب الدعاء يعني بمعنى تطلب من رجل صالح أن يدعو لك ما هو الحكم في ذلك الشيخ يقول أن في هذه المسألة يعني أقسام يعني القسم الأول جائز وهو ما يعود نفعه على السائل والمسؤول وجميع المسلمين كقول الرجل لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ادعو الله أن يسقينا ادعو الله أن يسقينا أي بمعنى ادعو الله أن يغيثنا هذا حديث صحيح جاء عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن رجل دخل المسجد والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخطب فقال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله هلكت الأموال وانقطع السبل قالوا ادعوا الله أن يسقينا فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعا دعاء استسقاء فنزل الأمطار إلى آخر الحديث. This first category, the Shaykh, he mentioned the first category of requesting dua from a righteous man, because we find many people in this day and time, this is what's done. Brother, you see, brother, Allahumma musta'an, akhi, don't forget me in your dua. Make dua for me. Make dua for me and my family. You find this happens. Ani min zaman. It's been happening for a long time. Naam. There's someone saying, make dua for me. Sometimes they will give someone something. The person says, Jazakallah khair. Say, yeah, brother, don't forget me in your dua. You find this happening. But what is the hukum regarding this? What is the ruling with regards to this matter? The first category of asking from a righteous man dua, asking for a righteous woman even, asking someone, anyone asking someone who they deem to be salih, someone that they deem to be righteous, what is the ruling with regards to this? There are different categories. The first one, the Shaykh had mentioned, is the permissible type in which its benefit, the dua, the benefit of the dua returns back to the one who is requesting the dua and the one who is being requested to make dua. As-sa'il wal-mas'ul. يعني نفعه يعود على السائل والمسؤول وجميع المسلمين. نعم. This type, it benefits the one who is asking and the one who is being asked, the one who is requesting and the one who is requested, and all of the believers. This type of dua is permissible, or this type of request of dua is permissible. As we have in the hadith, where the man, he said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made dua that Allah sends down rain. And ud'u Allah an yasqiyana. So make dua that Allah sends down rain. And this is a part of a longer, this section is a part that the Shaykh mentioned, or he's referring to, it's a part of a longer hadith where a man, he entered into the masjid, Yawm al-Jum'ah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was given a khutbah. And the man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our money has been destroyed, our wealth, not our money, but our property, meaning the vegetation or the land that they have where they have crops, it's been destroyed. It's been destroyed. And he said, please make dua, ask Allah to send down rain. So the Prophet ﷺ, there at that moment, he made dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down rain, and it rained for days. Then he returned back, as the hadith, he returned back and he asked the Prophet ﷺ to make dua that it stops. But this hadith that came on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, this is a proof of asking someone to make dua, someone who's righteous, to make dua regarding something that benefits the one who is asking, the one meaning the one who is making the request of dua, also the one who is making dua, and also the general Muslim population. Naam. So as an example, يعني مثلا لو اتصلنا بالمشايخ مثلا لو اتصلنا بالعلماء وطلبنا منهم أن يدعو الله لنا هنا في أمريكا أن الله عز وجل يرفع الوباء هذا المرض كورونا منا فيصلح هذا الدعاء يصلح هذا الطلب منا لماذا لأننا نطلب من رجل الصالح هذا العالم أن يدعو الله عز وجل لنا طيب وهذا النفع لا يكون للسائل فقط إنما يكون للسائل وكذلك للمسؤول وكذلك جميع المسلمين الذين هنا وفي غير هذا البلد فهذا هو الشاهد والدليل لجواز ذلك حديث أنس ابن مالك رضي الله عنه الذي ذكرناه سابقا. As an example, if one was to contact one of the mashayikh or some scholar or a number of scholars in the Muslim world and tell them about the situation that we Muslims have here in America and other than here in America, all over the world, We ask them, please, Ya Sheikh, make du'as for the Muslims. Verily, we have many people from the Muslims who are being trialed with, as an example, this virus, and ask the Sheikh to make du'a. In this type of situation, where you request a scholar or someone who you deem to be knowledgeable and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this type of request is permissible. This type of request is permissible. Why? This is according to the first category that the Shaykh mentioned. Why? Because this dua benefits the one who is making the request of dua. It's also benefiting the one who is being asked, the one who is being requested, the one the dua is being requested from, and also benefits all of the Muslims. It benefits all of the Muslims. Naam. So, this, and the proof of that is the hadith that we just mentioned. The hadith, when the man came in the masjid, and the Prophet ﷺ was given the khutbah, and the man, he asked the Prophet ﷺ to make dua that Allah sends down rain, because of the mawashi, the crops were being destroyed, and they wanted vegetation, they wanted food and provision. So this is an example of the permissibility of asking a righteous man to make dua, something that benefits the one who is requesting the dua, the one who is being requested, and also it benefits the general Muslim throughout the world. It benefits the general Muslim throughout the world. And this is the first category that the Shaykh, he said, is jaiz. الثاني جائز أيضا وهو ما يعود نفعه للمسؤول والسائل تبعا ويستدل لهذا بقصة عمر مع أويس القرني في صحيح مسلم. يعني هنا قصة قال فإنه طلب منه أن يستغفر له لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له بذلك لأنه أمره أن يذهب إلى أويس القرني ويسلم عليه فطلب منه أن يستغفر له لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له بذلك ولإظهار مكانة أويس من أجل أن يبين له يعني حاله يبين له حاله يبين له حاله أن مكانته مكانة أويس القرني وإلا فعمر رضي الله عنه أفضل من أويس بلا خلاف. طيب هذا القسم الثاني جائز أيضا وهو ما يعود نفعه للمسؤول والسائل تبعا ويستدل لذلك لهذا القسم لقصة عمر رضي الله عنه مع أويس القرني. هذه القصة جاءت في صحيح مسلم. نعم فإنه طلب منه أن يستغفر له لأن عمر طلب من أويس القرني أن يستغفر له وهذا كان لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له بذلك وكذلك لإظهار مكانة أويس القرني مكانته مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإلا فعمر رضي الله عنه يعني هو أفضل من أويس بلا خلاف ذكر الشيخ ذلك. The second category, the second type is another type of request of dua that's permissible. In this type of dua or request of dua, it returns back, the benefit returns back to the one who is, I mean, the one who is being requested, the one the dua is being requested from, and also the one who is asking, the one who is mas'ul and the sa'il, the one who is, the dua is being requested, and also from the one who is being asked. And the proof of this is from the story of when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was sent to Uwais al-Qarni radiallahu anhu, and this qissa is in Sahih Muslim, in hadith number 4542. And he was requested يعني he Uwais al-Qarni was requested by Umar رضي الله عنه to make dua and ask Allah to forgive him. And then he did this, Umar رضي الله عنه, he went to Uwais al-Qarni to ask him to make istighfar for him. He went to him seeking dua, making dua based on the commandment of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for him to do that. Right? Was the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered him to do that. And also, from the wisdom of this, is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he wanted to make the status of Uwais al-Qarni known to Umar رضي الله عنه. نعم. So him telling him, or him requesting, Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, requesting Uwais al-Qarni to make dua, it does not mean that يعني Uwais al-Qarni is better than Umar رضي الله عنه. For no doubt, Umar رضي الله عنه is better than Uwais al-Qarni. There's no differences of opinion amongst the scholars regarding that. But this was in order for Umar رضي الله عنه to know the status, the virtue of Uwais al-Qarni رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. So these first two categories, يعني قسمان الأولان يجوزان قلاهما يجوز. أما القسم الثالث الذي سنذكر الآن هذا قسم مكروه, هذا النوع مكروه, دعاء للرجل, يعني طلب الدعاء من رجل الصالح إن كان نفعه على السائل والمسؤول وجميع المسلمين فهذا يجوز. إن كان سؤال لهذا الرجل الصالح أن يدعو لك وهذا نفع الدعاء يرجع إلى السائل والمسؤول وجميع المسلمين فهذا يجوز. والدليل, ذكرنا الدليل وهو ذلك الحديث الذي جاء عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه لما دخل الرجل في المسجد والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب وطلب من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يدعو الله عز وجل أن يسقينا, أن يسقيهم. هذا القسم الأول. والقسم الثاني يعني جائز كذلك, وهو ما يعود نفعه للمسؤول والسائل, يعود نفعه للمسؤول وكذلك السائل. واستدل أهل العلم بقصة أويس القرني لما زاره عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما, طيب, فطلب منه أن يستغفر له, وهذا كان لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له بذلك. نرجع أن هذا مفهوم. The first two categories, just as a quick review, is the first two categories, just as a quick review, is the first is where the benefit of this dua returns back to the one who is requesting the dua and the one who is being requested to make dua, and also the general Muslim population. This is permissible. There's no difference. There's no difference of opinion regarding this. This is permissible. Now, based on the proof that was mentioned, a hadith of Anas, where the man went into the masjid, the Prophet ﷺ was given the khutbah, and he asked the Prophet ﷺ to make dua that Allah sends down rain. The second is permissible also. The second category that was mentioned is permissible also. And that is where an individual is asking a person to make dua for them, and it benefits the one who is requesting the dua, and it also benefits the one who is being requested to make the dua. And this is based on the story of Uwais al-Qarni, as we find in Sahih Muslim, with regards to when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu visited Uwais al-Qarni, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar radiallahu anhu to request that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. طيب, so these are the two categories which are permissible. This is the two categories that which are permissible. The third category that we're going to mention is disliked. يعني القسم الثالث مكروه على الصحيح. هناك اختلاف بين العلماء في هذا القسم، لكن هو مكروه على الصحيح، وهو ما فيه مصلحة محضة للسائل، وهو ما فيه مصلحة محضة للسائل وأسباب الكراهة. طيب، ماذا يقصد بهذا القول؟ يعني الشخص يعني الذي يطلب دعاء من شخص آخر، ومصلحة الدعاء هذا، مصلحة الدعاء يعني نفعه للسائل فقط، ليس للمسؤول، للسائل فقط. The third category, there are scholars that have mentioned that this third category is disliked. This is يعني مكروه. This is highly disliked, the third category that we're going to mention. And there's differences of opinion. هناك اختلاف بين بعض العلماء في هذه المسألة، ولكن الصحيح، القول الراجح، أن هذا القسم يعني مكروه. There's differences of opinion regarding this third type that we're going to mention with regards to an individual who requests dua from someone else, where this dua is specifically only benefits him. It doesn't benefit the one who's mas'ud, it doesn't benefit the general Muslims. This type of dua, where someone goes to individual, يعني مثلا شخص يذهب إلى الشيخ يقول يا شيخ ادعو الله لي أنه يعني يتوب علينا. As an example, someone goes to a sheikh, and he is a scholar, and they say, Ya Sheikh, please make dua that Allah forgives me. He forgives me of my sin. That he accepts my that he forgives me of my sins. يعني بعض العلماء يقولون أن هذا القسم من نوع طلب الدعاء يعني مكروه. لماذا؟ لأن نفعه يعني مصلحته يعني المصلحة تكون محضة للسائل. Some of them scholars mentioned that this type of request of dua, it is not appropriate, it's disliked, it's looked down upon, it's not appropriate, because the benefit only benefits the person who's requesting. And they say يعني هناك أسباب للكراهة. هناك أسباب الكراهة. There is reasons why this category is disliked. هناك أسباب للكراهة. There's reason why this category is disliked. Right? There's reasons of it being disliked. والآن بإذن الله تعالى نذكر. قال ألف يعني بمعنى ألف معنى السبب الأول. مخالفة أمر الله بعدم سؤاله مباشرة، هذا السبب الأول. مخالفة لأمر الله بعدم سؤاله مباشرة. The Sheikh he mentioned the reason why this is disliked is because it is in opposition to the commandment of Allah with regards to this person who's making dua not directly making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. لأن الله عز وجل يقول قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. الله عز وجل أمرنا أن ندعوه مباشرة. والذي يطلب من غيره الدعاء هو يخالف أمر الله، هو يخالف أمر الله عز وجل بعدم سؤاله مباشرة. The one who asks someone else to make dua rather than making dua for themselves, they're in opposition to the commandment of Allah. Because what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we've taken in the text, يعني جاء في المتن, it came in the text, قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. Allah says, call on me, I will answer your call. Invoke me, I will answer your invocation. نعم. So if one does not call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they're requesting someone else, they're in opposition to what Allah has commanded them. هذا شيء أول. ثانيا ذكر الشيخ باء يعني ذريعة إلى أن لا يدعو الله مباشرة، فيبقى يا فلان ادعو لي ويا فلان ادعو لي. الشيخ ذكر هذا، هذه يعني السبب الثاني أن طلبه للدعاء يعني ذريعة، يعني طلب الدعاء للمصلحة، نقصد المصلحة المحض، أي نفعه يرجع إلى السائل فقط، لا نقصد بقسمين الأولين، لا نقصد القسم الأول والثاني، لا نقصد بقسم الثالث. هذا نوع مكروه، ما هو مكروه على الصحيح، وكما ذكرنا هناك اختلاف بين العلماء في هذا، ولكن القول الراجح أنه مكروه، وهذا النوع هو ما فيه مصلحة محضة للسائل، مصلحة محضة للسائل. As we mentioned, this is not similar to the first and the second category. This is the third category. This is the third category which is disliked. It's different than the first and the second one. This third category is the type where one who requests the dua, this request of dua, it only benefits him. As an example, we mention, Ya Shaykh, can you make dua that Allah forgives me? يعني لماذا لا تسأل وتدعو الله عز وجل يعني وحدك أن يغفر لك يتوب عليك؟ Why do you not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself to forgive you? Why do you not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself and ask Allah to pardon you of your shortcomings? The Shaykh, he mentioned that this category, first, it's in opposition to the commandment of Allah, because he doesn't directly ask Allah as Allah commanded, ud'uli astajib lakum, and call on me, I will answer your dua. And he mentioned the second, dhari'atun ila an la yad'u Allah mubashiratan, fayabqa ya fulan ud'uli, wa ya fulan ud'uli. The second category, or the second reason why this is makruh, that is disliked, is because it may lead one to not call on Allah directly. And he will remain as one who always goes to people and says, such and such person, please make dua for me. Such and such person, please make dua for me. Ya Shaykh, make dua for me. Ya Fulan, make dua for me. Such and such person, even yani, someone may say their wife, tell their wife, please make dua for me. Yeah, or a woman may say to her husband, please make dua for me. Or tell the children, please make dua for me. Yani, if this leads one to do this, if they're always doing this, it leads them to not turn directly to Allah. كما قال الشيخ ذريعة إلى أن لا يدعو الله مباشرة فيبقى يا فلان ادعو الله لي يا فلان ادعو لي يا فلان طيب ولا يصلح. The second is reason why this is disliked, the Shaykh he mentioned, based on the fact that it may make an individual remain always asking people to, he'll make this a habit. He'll make this a habit. It may lead him to this being his sunnah. And this is inappropriate. Qala jim. قد يؤدي بإعجاب وغرور المسؤول بكثرة السائلين. هذا مهم كذلك. يعني the third reason why one should not ask someone to make dua for them for something that's exclusively just benefits them as an individual is because this may cause the one who is being asked to have amazement with himself and become misled. This may cause the one who is being requested to make dua to become amazed with himself and feel that he is better than someone else, as if he has some type of special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that maybe others do not have. Because of all of these people coming to him and asking him to make dua for them. Na'am. So this is very important to understand. Tayyib. ثم ذكر الشيخ الركون على الدعاء الغير له وربما اعتقد فيه. هذه مشكلة يعني أخرى، الركون على الدعاء الغير له وربما يعتقد، ربما اعتقد فيه. And in another reason why one should not ask someone else to make dua for them regarding something exclusively benefits them is that this individual who's asking people to make dua for them, it may cause him to depend exclusively on the dua of others for him. It may cause him to depend wholeheartedly on people making dua for him. And he may even possibly believe that have an i'tiqad, yani i'tiqad batil. He may have some deviant belief with regards to this. يعني ربما الشخص يقول أنا يعني أنا عاصٍ، الله عز وجل لا يستجيب دعائي. هذا خطأ، هذا فهم خطأ. الله عز وجل يعني يأمرنا أن ندعوه مباشرة، والله يقول أنه يستجيب لنا، فلا ينبغي لهذا الشخص أن ينظر إلى نفسه هكذا. وكذلك إذا رأى نفسه عاصٍ، إذا رأى نفسه عاصية، فواجب عليه أن يتوب إلى الله عز وجل من المعاصي ويرجع إليه تضرعا وخفيا، يدعو الله عز وجل أن يتوب عليه وأن يغير مساره. نعم، فلا ينبغي أن يبقى عاصيا. مثلا هناك ربما شخص إن هو يبيع خمور أو يبيع الخنزير أو يبيع من المحرمات، ثم يقول الله مستعان ويستمر في تلك المعاصي، يقول الله مستعان أدعو الله لي أن يصلحني. لا ينبغي لذلك، مفروض أن ينظر إلى حاله ويدعو الله عز وجل أنه يصلح حاله ويطلب الحلال، الفلوس الحلال، نعم، وينظر إلى تجارة حلال. فلا ينبغي الشخص يعني يبقى في المعاصي ويطلب من غيره أن يدعو له، لأن بعض الناس عندهم ركون على دعاء الغير له، وربما يعتقد يعني أن هذا المسؤول، هذا اللي يعني طلب منه أن يدعو له، أنه له يعني أنه أقرب إلى الله منه وأنه أحسن منه. ها، وهذا الشفاعة ليس بمشروع، هذا النوع من الشفاعة ليس بمشروع، لا يصلح الشخص يعتمد ويركن على دعاء الغير. والله عز وجل إنه طيب كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، إن الله طيب ولا يقبل إلا الطيبة. فلذلك الذي يريد أن الله عز وجل يعني يستجيب لدعائه ينظر إلى أسباب استجابة الدعاء، ينظر إلى أسباب، ومن أسباب الرزق الحلال. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك الحديث المشهور ذكر الرجل أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء، يا ربي يا ربي، ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام، فأنى يستجاب له؟ لأنه فلوسه كان من حرام. فمفروض أن الذي يعني يريد الله عز وجل أن يتوب عليه ويريد الله عز وجل يستجيب له في دعائه أنه يرجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وينظر إلى حاله ويطلب من الله سبحانه وتعالى أن الله عز وجل يصلحه. We're speaking with regards to this other category where an individual, if he consistently asks people, he may depend on an individual to make dua for him. He depends on others for him with regards to his dua. And he may have some bad beliefs, some incorrect beliefs with regards to the dua of the individual who he's requesting the dua from. Some individuals, they may believe that this other individual is more righteous than I am. So I'm going to ask Allah, I'm going to ask him to make dua for me. Some people believe that there's barakah in individuals. Exclusive barakah for individuals, they believe because they have the closeness. And some say, oh, I'm a sinner. Say, I sell alcohol. I sell beer. I sell cigarettes. I sell pork. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm committing zina. I'm doing this. So they may say, I'm in sin. So Allah will not, they believe. They have ta'ali ala Allah. They believe that Allah will not answer the dua. And this is incorrect. It's incorrect for them to believe that Allah will not answer their dua exclusively because of them making sins. And some of them will continuously make those sins. And they'll be asking people to make dua for them. Make dua that Allah corrects me in my affairs. Make dua that Allah makes me a better person. And then he goes straight to this haram job after requesting someone to make dua for them. No, every individual should look to themselves and how they can correct themselves and change themselves and become better. Naam, it should not depend on others to make dua for them. And some individuals, by them doing this, they may believe that there's some special blessing in these other individuals. But what we should do instead of requesting people to make dua for us is to look at our to look at our situation. If we have a haram job, to find a better job, even if it pays less. If we're doing something that's displeasing to Allah, some type of sin, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah and stop those sins. Take it out of our lives automatically. We do not have to commit sins. Allah is not pleased with the one who commits sins. And this is from the means of receiving answers to our dua. That we make sure that our money is halal, even if it's little. Even if it's little, making sure that our money is halal. Because the most more important than having money is having a good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having Allah to answer your dua. This is more important, to have a good relationship with Allah, where you raise your hands up and you make dua to Allah and He answers your dua and He gives you that which you need. This is more important than any money that a person may build or collect. And this reminds us of the hadith, very famous hadith that came on authority of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani dhakar rajul, he mentioned a man, yani ash'atha aghbara, yutil al-safar, ash'atha aghbara. He mentioned a man where he had dirt on himself. And his hair is disheveled. He's traveling. يَمُدْ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He's taking the means of the dua being answered. يَنِ يَمُدْ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Allah, يعني, does not want to return back the dua of one who raises their hands. Till he raises his hands. And he says, يَا رَبِّي, يَا رَبِّي. He's making dua. وَمَشْرَبُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُ حَرَامٌ. His drink is haram. Meaning his food is haram. مَشْرَبُ حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُ حَرَامُ. His clothes that he's wearing is from haram money. وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامُ. And he received nourishment from haram. He received nourishment. His body has eaten from the haram. He feeds his family from the haram money. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. Allah will not answer his dua because of the haram. And Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ وَلَا يَقْبُلْ إِلَى طَيِّبَةٍ. As he said in the beginning of the hadith, Allah is good. He does not accept that which is good. So this is important. That an individual does not depend. يعني أن الشخص لا يركن على دعاء الغير له. An individual does not depend on others to make dua for him. نعم. ومن استدل على جواز هذه الصورة بقصة عمر رضي الله عنه مع أويس فلا دليل له فيها كما تقدم. No individual that uses as a proof, yani this which has been mentioned, an individual that uses as a proof that which is mentioned from the story of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu going to Uwais al-Qarni, this is not appropriate proof. This is not correct. Na'am. Why? There is no proof with regards to this. From what angle? يعني من أي جهة من أي ناحية أن هذا بأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمره أن يذهب إليه ويستغفر له, وهذا كان لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له بذلك. وكذلك من أجل إظهار مكانة أويس, من أجل لإظهار مكانة أويس القرني له. فلا نستدل بتلك القصة من أجل أن نجوز, يعني أن نرى أنه جواز الذهاب إلى شخص ونركن على طلب الدعاء من شخص. يعني the Sheikh, he wants to take a note that some try to use as a proof of the permissibility to go and request dua from someone based on the story of Umar ibn Khattab going to Uwais al-Qarni. But this is no proof for that. Why? Because this is from was the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to go to Uwais al-Qarni. Afwan. He commanded him to go to Uwais al-Qarni and request dua from him. And this, being that this is from the command of the commandment of the Prophet ﷺ, no one can in this day and time use this, because this is Sahabi Jaleel. This is the companion of the Prophet ﷺ. Also, the Prophet ﷺ wanted to make it clear his status, the status of Uwais al-Qarni, and this all comes from the reasons why this is something exclusively for him. نعم. ومن استدل بحديث لا تنسنا يا أخي من دعائك, لا تنسنا يا أخي من دعائك, قال فإنه حديث ضعيف رواه أبو داود وفيه عاصم بن عبيد الله العمري ضعيف. الشيخ mentioned, and whoever uses as a proof the hadith where it mentions لا تنسانا, do not forget us, يا أخي, O brother, O my brother, من دعائك, from your دعاء, do not forget us from your دعاء. He said this hadith is hadith, it's not authentic, it's unauthentic. نعم, it's a hadith that is ضعيف, it's weak. It came in Sunan Abi Dawood, and in this hadith, in the sanad, in the chain, is a man named Asim ibn Ubaidillah al-Umari. And he is da'if. I believe he is al-Umari al-Qurashi. He's from Medina, if I'm not mistaken. But he's da'if. This individual, he's da'if. So, this is not a proof regarding that. Nasa Allah Azza wa Jal an ya'inana wa iyaakum ala ta'atihi. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.